Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts?
Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human. This is episode 12. I'm your host, Emily Chadbourne. And today I am sitting in London with a mate of mine called Cindy Bond. Hi, Sin.
Hello.
Hello. So I'll give you a really quick, brief background on how Cindy and I are sitting here today. And then I'm going to tell you why I have invited her on to Unashamedly Human. And then I'm just going to let her chat because she's hilarious and great.
Oh, I hope so. I'm going to live up to it now. Better.
I just put the bar down.
It's my first podcast as well.
Is it? No. Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Off. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, I'm popping your podcast cherry.
You are.
I don't know how I feel about that. So Cindy and I met in the year 2010 when we both went to University of Winchester together. 2010 is a lie.
I was looking at you like, I'm not going to correct her just in case.
I just wiped a decade off my life. I just made us 28. You're
perfect.
Welcome, mate.
Yeah, looking at you like this guy. I'm not correct because I'm not really sure what she's told people.
Thanks, mate.
I mean, you're not very young.
It's
so
nice to know you've got my back. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I'm just so sad at you.
So maybe it was more like the year 2000? Did we get to university in the year 2000?
Yeah, that was when we
That's went fucking to petrifying, isn't it?
Yeah, we're both getting older.
We are older than I thought. We both went to the University of Winchester.
We did.
To study things that neither of us have ever used.
I'm sure they're coming in handy in some way.
In some way, shape, or form. But it was great fun. 4 years of alcoholism, basically.
Hey, that's why I went, to be fair.
Yeah, I think that's insane. I knew deep down that the only thing I was there for was a good time. And I got first in that, if not my actual Bachelor of Arts. And Sins and I have kept in touch, obviously, because we were crew. And, well, I'll let you tell your story about how you became an entrepreneur. I'm sorry to use that word or to label you with that
term. It feels funny, doesn't it? It's easier these days to say entrepreneur because there's so many around, and I think it means something different than it used to. I don't know, people used to think it was wanky. I don't think it means it's wanky anymore when
Do
you
not.
Say that word. No, I'm getting used to it, but is that because I use it a lot and I'm around it a lot, possibly?
Yeah, maybe.
But as you said, didn't actually use my degree for anything really, drama. Oh no, I do a lot of videos these days, so you could say it's coming in handy, but yeah.
Yeah, I often think that. When I look back on my life, I'm like, there are lots of things that have prepared me for what I'm now doing.
You were always meant to be doing it. You were destined.
Yeah.
It was just the build-up was just getting
The road
ready.
Was just a little bit wonky getting here.
Which it is, right? We see online that journey to success and the wobbly line, and it's so true. What happened was I did want to be an actress. But I came to London and I did that for a few years and I was failing. And I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot of rejection.
It was a lot of rejection. I was like, I don't want to be doing rubbish jobs, wondering whether I will ever make it as an actress in London. So I just thought, you know what, I need to have more control. I felt like that was not in my control so much. And I just always wanted to run my own business. So that I can't work for other people. I was working for other people and I definitely couldn't. So I just decided that, yeah, to kind of get myself out of the rubbish office jobs and jobs that I absolutely hated, that I would start my own business. But what I did not know. So for a few years, I kind of did things like sell vintage clothing. In fact, I did that with one of our friends, Laura. We did that for a bit.
God, you guys did that? And basically, we just wore all the vintage clothing.
Yeah.
Did you make any money doing that?
No.
In fact, I got loads of outfits from that little endeavour. Thank you for
that. And then the rest of it went mouldy in my cellar and then ended up getting thrown away. So really was not the best business move ever. And I've done all sorts of different things and failed. Like, I all decided they weren't for me. And that's what business is all about, right? And it's yeah. it's like, we're all on our own journey. And it's a bit of a cliche, but we are. I think we are with everything in our life. Our, you know, I'm obviously a personal trainer and health and fitness coach. And it's the same with that. It's the same with your health and your weight loss and your business and your relationships. It's a journey. You're learning, you're improving constantly. You're fucking it up a lot. So, yeah, I failed at many different things before I decided to train and become a personal trainer.
Yeah. So, but that was also for sort of personal reasons. Like, that was like a little health kick that you went on first and foremost, wasn't it? Because
yes.
you and I used to do an exceptional amount of boozing together.
Yes, we did.
I reckon you and I are probably both fitter and leaner than we were 10 years ago.
And you know what? In my 20s, I was so paranoid about my tummy. It was the one area I hated. And I just wouldn't ever wear a crop top or anything like that. Even when I was a teenager, I just remember everyone else wearing these beautiful little crop tops. And I didn't want to. But today, I was like, I'm hot and so tough. I thought I would never have done that before. I look better than I did in my 20s. I feel better. I look better. I've got a few more wrinkles, but that's just normal. But I look better. I think I look better. So yeah, I was on a bit of a health kick, just decided. I mean, I think someone in my office at the time was like, I'm going to the gym, do you want to come? I had never stepped foot in a gym before in my life. In fact, I'd been for an audition for some watch thing that you know, does your heart rate and stuff. And back then there wasn't much of that going on. And I'd been for an audition and they'd got me on this treadmill. And I had never used a treadmill before, and it was awful. And not only that, my agent had sent me straight from coming back from Somerset, which you and I are both from Somerset, that's where we grew up, and I was just coming back from a trip in Somerset. She was like, audition, casting, go now. And I'm like, I don't have trainers. She's like, just go. So I'm in these boots, I'm in my normal clothes, and I'm on the treadmill for the first time struggling. And they literally by the end of the audition went, well, we think you might be a candidate for the actual watch, a customer rather than
you should buy this health product. You shouldn't be selling it.
That was a bit of a wake-up call. So anyway, hadn't ever stepped foot in a gym before, and so it was all a bit scary. And you know, as these things are, change and taking a step. And that was it, really. I started improving my health, worked with a personal trainer, decided I loved it. I was like, I could do this. I do this, make decent money, work my own hours, and be healthy with it. So that's kind of how that came about. Decided to train to be a personal trainer, and then started building my business around my office job, which was luckily quite flexible because of the acting. I've made sure I had a flexible job. So anyway, that's how I did it. I built up my personal training business. And that first business that I'm still in now, but now it's sort of slowly changing, was actually pretty easy to build. Met a couple of clients in a pub.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But this was, 8 years ago now, and I still train. Oh, both of them now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, you know, I met a couple of clients in the pub, started training them, and then started training pretty much their whole office and being the manager of the office gym. And that's how I built my business around having an office job. And you know what? It was hard. It was still hard, even though it happened quite quickly for me. I was in the flow, I had energy, it felt good. It was like, when you have that energy, I don't know if you find this in business, because we don't always have it, by the way, guys. Like, you know, there's tough times, which we're going to go into in a minute, because this is all, not all about being like, yeah, it was great and everything was easy, because it's not.
No.
I felt so good. And every time I got a new client, it was a buzz, and I was just in flow, as we say. And just everything was going right, but it was hard. I was going out to Surbiton, which is miles away from where I live and where I was working at the time, in the morning before my office job, and then again going back out there at night. So it was tough.
Yeah. But I think that is one of the attributes of entrepreneurship, is are you fucking willing?
Yeah.
And I think it's really easy to be sold the dream.
Mm.
And there are so many dream sellers out there.
Oh my God, I've had enough of them.
Oh, I know, it's horrible, isn't it? It's like, work from anywhere in the world. Here's me leaning against a car I don't own in front of a pool I've never swam in.
And it's shit. Just,
and the reality of the situation is, how much do you want it? Because you're going to have to work for it.
Yeah.
That work, like you say, can be in flow and it can be vibrant and it can be really energizing, but it's still work.
Yeah.
Like, are you willing to wake up before the rest of the household and study? Yeah. Are you willing to wake up and write out your goals every day? Are you willing to invest money in yourself and your personal development? Are you willing to do the things that your parents look at you and go, they're like, oh my God, that feels risky. Why don't you just stay in your 9 to 5?
Should you be doing it? Are you working too hard? Are you, but you know,
yeah, all of that.
Right now. like, if you have this dream and you want to achieve this business, you want to start your own business, maybe you already run your own business, but you're struggling, but you have to keep sight of what you really, really want, and you have to work hard. And it is hard work. There is no quick fix. There's all these things out there that can help you. I would always say, get help. You hear this all the time, like, get help before you can even afford it. And actually, I think that's true, because we've spent hours trying to work stuff out and then paid someone that can do it in an hour, and it's like done. I'm like, oh,
yeah, why don't totally.
So if you, you know, I'm not saying get yourself into loads of debt, but I'd say, you know, if it's a little bit of a push, but you can cover it, then do it, because
We were just talking about this, weren't we? Yeah. It's just like, one of the pitfalls that you and I have both been tripped up by was like trying to do it all.
Yeah.
You try and do it all yourself as an entrepreneur. And I'm only learning now, 4 and a bit years into business, that actually I'm not designed to do a lot of business. No. I'm not very good at a lot of business. No. And there are other people out there who are phenomenal at it.
And we'll do it more quickly and without stress.
Quickly without stress. So much better. And you feel like, when I earn a certain amount of money, then I will be more affluent. I will have more material wealth. I can play, I'll have more cash to splash. And it's not true. Because what happens is you level, I mean, maybe there is a tipping point that you and I obviously have not got to yet. But what happens is you earn more money, you spend more money.
Yeah, you invest it in yourself, you invest it in your business.
Yeah.
Like, you have to always be looking after yourself. So I'm big, obviously, because of what I do, especially, but also I've seen other people in business, when they've come to work with me on their health, they're already maybe successful in business, but they level up, like they get more energy, they're stronger, they're looking after themselves. You need to look after yourself. You need self-care, because otherwise you burn yourself out. I'm not saying no about myself, I've done it lots. Mm. And, you know, even this week felt very, very close to the edge. And you have to keep investing in yourself.
Yeah.
And you hear that a lot again. It's because it's true. A lot of this stuff you hear, there is some stuff out there that's a load of rubbish, but actually the things that you constantly hear from different entrepreneurs, it's the truth.
It's true.
Yeah.
Invest money in yourself, invest money in your personal, mental and emotional and spiritual, in my opinion, welfare, and pay the people who are good at doing the shit that you are not good at doing to do it for you. I've heard that so many times, and it's only now that I'm really, really realizing.
You have to be ready to receive it.
You do. And you have to.
Like, you have to learn as well yourself by going through it.
Yeah, you do. Like, how hot is it? Let me touch it again. Is it still that hot? Is it still that painful? Let me do it one more time.
You always see these people out there that are obviously trying to get you to buy their courses and stuff, like saying, well, you know, I've done all this stuff so you don't have to go through it, so you can get there quicker. But actually, I still think to some degree, you have to go through it yourself to go, oh,
Totally. It's one of the things I do in Next Level Results, which is my 6-month coaching program, is I hold space for women to fuck it up. I hold space for women to turn around and be like, oh, I've had this huge insight. Okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to be this new version of me. And then I hold space when they inevitably go back to the old version of them, and it's even more painful.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that you've seen this with some of your clients, Cindy. It's like, I've gone on like a weight loss journey, and I've found myself in like this really awesome place with my body and my health, and feeling like I can fit into those size 8 skinny jeans. And then you get to that point where like, oh, I've nailed it now. I understand health, I understand diet, or I understand my own mindset. And then you start picking up the chocolate cake again. And then when you realize that your size 8 jeans don't fit, nor do your size 10, 12, 14 jeans anymore, it's more painful than it was the first time around.
Yeah.
Because you've got the comparison of how good it felt to be healthy and fit and vital and in control of your own weight management. And so that level of pain is what makes the real change often. And I see that time and time and time again. And like, I agree with you. It's like you almost have to go through that.
Yeah.
You have to learn a different way of being and then test it like a toddler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to test the boundary on this, and then I'm going to have a tantrum when it turns out that boundary really was a thing. And now it's really hurt.
It's just being human, right? That's what this is all about. And like, we're always going to go through cycles like that as well, I think. And it doesn't matter what level you get to, I think there'll always be times. I always say to my clients, there's always going to be times when you can't be, you know, fully on it, when things start to slip. And like, you know, it's the same in business. It's the same with your weight loss, the same in your health. There's always going to be stuff in life, but it doesn't mean you should stop. I know I should be consistent online, but when things get too much, I pull away a little bit from my social media posts. And I see it happen with weight loss. Like, people think they've screwed up because they've stopped and they haven't been consistent. They've had a few weeks without going to the gym, or they've eaten a chocolate cake. I say to them, you just got to keep going. It's consistency. Mm. So it doesn't matter that you had a week or a month or whatever it was from the gym. You've just got to get back to it and, you know, get going again. It's the same with me on social media. I have to tell myself that when I've stopped doing something and it's been like 2 weeks and I haven't posted something on social media. And I'm like, okay, Cindy, what would you say to your clients? Like, just get back to it. It doesn't matter. Okay, it's not ideal. You've got it's not perfect, but you have to keep going. You have to be consistency is the key with anything in life, I think. Showing up and being consistent, whatever you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I completely agree. And one of the things I heard really early on in my entrepreneur journey that I laughed in the face of and now is laughing in the face back to me. Oh, dear.
Just love that.
Is you've got to fail really quickly. Like, you have got to pick yourself back up really fucking quickly. I went to see Brené Brown before I got on a plane to come to England, and she was everything I thought she was going to be. She was just divine in every way, shape or form. And she was talking about some kind of sport which I could not name for you, but she was talking about scouts. You know, when the scouts go out to like the universities and stuff, and they like start scouting the teams to see who they might like sign up professionally.
Right. Yeah.
And she was talking to the head scouts about what it is that they look for on the field, and they said it's not talent that we look for. There's a baseline of talent that of skill, if you like, that we need to see, but quite often the person with the most skill we don't take. It's the person who can bounce back the quickest.
Yeah.
So the person that can get back up from a fall, that can fuck up and get back up as if it never happened, they're the people, because you can't teach that. It's too hard to teach that mentality. Yeah. Skill, you can teach. If you kick a ball a certain way, a certain amount of times, it will become muscle memory, all good. Like, we can teach that, but that mindset is much harder to teach in people.
Yeah.
And actually, if you are exceptionally skilled at something and you're not used to failing at it, when you do fail, you'll fail harder.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I think you and I both do very well is fuck it up and then get back up. Because perseverance.
Sometimes I don't feel like I've got back up, but that's what you do.
We wouldn't be in it, would we? No, exactly. We would have gone back to full-time employment and we would have, you know.
Which there's no way that's ever going to happen. So whatever happens, it's true. You have to keep, there will be so many knocks. There will be knocks daily sometimes, but then there'll be weeks when you're feeling great and everything's going well. There could even be months, but you know, sometimes it can be day after day after day, relentless, that there's stuff going on and you get creative block and you just can't find the energy to do what needs to be done. And again, it's about just maybe just taking a step back sometimes, because sometimes we try and push it.
I think
when really we should just be taking a step back and giving ourselves some space, because it does happen. You do get anxious, you do get overwhelmed, you do get brain fog. There are days when you just do not have the energy, and instead of pushing through, I've now learned that sometimes I just have to stop and stop beating myself up as well.
Sometimes
that can just exhaust you, like, oh, I should be doing this, but I just can't find the energy. You know, just stop and take a step back. And that's some good advice that I had a few months ago when I was just in a crazy space and I just wasn't moving forward with stuff. I just didn't know what way to turn. I felt overwhelmed. And I had a call with quite a well-known business coach, and he was like, it's quite an expensive call. And basically he just told me to stop, but I needed someone to do that.
Yeah.
There was a few other things he said on that call, but you know, I was like, okay, that's what I need to do right now. And it helped. Like, I was able to move forward once I pulled back a little bit.
Well, I think sometimes you can't see. I mean, and this is why people have coaches.
Because
when you're in it, you can't see. Like, I have two coaches that I work with currently just on my business and my mindset.
Yeah.
And as a coach myself, I see and know the importance of having a coach.
Yeah,
and people often ask me, like, well, you're a coach. Why do you need one? I'm like, because I'm a coach.
Yeah,
like,
you need.
And for me to objectively look at somebody else's patterns and see where they're habitually telling themselves unconsciously something, I can pull that out of someone else in a second.
Yeah.
I can hear someone talk about their lives and I'll be like, stop right here. I can tell you exactly what's going on unconsciously for you. Let's bring this to the surface and unpack the fuck out of it. And then you can change the way you think and therefore your results. But with me, I'm in it.
Yeah.
And when you're in it, you can't see it.
You can't see the wood for the trees, as they say. I don't even know what that saying means. I don't understand that saying. Do you? Can't see the wood for the trees. Yeah, okay, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think I do. I don't think it's that hard. Oh my God. Okay. But it will forevermore remind me of you, so thank you.
That is amazing. As I said it, I was like, oh no, now I get it. And now I've just said it on a podcast and sound really stupid. And I am
hashtag unashamedly human. It's all good. That's what you want to be doing.
But no, when you're in it, it's really hard. So I have so many coaches for my business, for my health, even though I'm a personal trainer. I'm a personal trainer because I'm quite good at making myself work out and move my body. But just to look after my general well-being, you know, I have lots of different health practitioners that I work with. I have a business coach. When you have, well, even before you have the money, I think it helps you level up. It helps you take the steps that you need to take. But look, you know, we were saying earlier about how you should pay for help if you can. At the beginning, you do end up doing a lot of it yourself.
Yeah,
but you get that some naturally. People do have a budget. Some, it's not, you know, you can't just go out and get in debt necessarily.
Yeah. You've got to be sensible with your money. Yeah. But you also have to challenge yourself.
Yeah, of course.
If you're playing it safe, you will always be comfortable, yeah. And nothing was ever built from a space of comfortableness.
No, exactly.
Is that a word?
Yeah, it is now.
Anything is ever made from a place of, I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
This feels really uncomfortable because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. And whenever we don't know the outcome, that is an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, really.
And I do think that, like, you yourself just told me earlier if you're okay to share this. If not, we'll just stop and edit this bit out. You're about to say that you've got more time and energy to concentrate on your membership site and building your online profile.
Yeah.
You're actually going to take a massive leap of faith and stop working one-on-one with clients.
Yeah.
And that is going to impact you in lots of ways in terms of your time productivity, but also in terms of your finances.
Yeah.
And that is a tight butt moment.
It's a real big tight butt moment. And I keep talking myself out of it. And then I have to go, no, I've made the decision. So yeah, you have to make these scary decisions and you have to take that step and that leap. It was when I left my last job, you know, I said how I built up my last business around a job. It was hard work and I did it. But there had to come a time when I took that step and just went, okay, I've got this. I am doing this. I do have a business that's bringing money in. As soon as I took that step, my business doubled. As soon as I walked away from that job that was holding me back, it had served a purpose, but it was time to take that leap of faith. I'm there again. Because you know what, guys? What I have right now is what I thought I wanted. Like, this was my dream. And now I've got there. I've achieved it. It was my goal. And now I want the next goal. Like, you always do in business. Yeah. Like, you should never be content, I don't think. I know that sounds really bad, but I don't think you should ever be...
complacent.
Complacent or even... yeah, content. Okay, maybe the wrong word. I don't know.
No, no, content. You mean by content.
I don't think you should be content.
No, you should
content.
Always be what's
you're
next.
You're not going to push.
Yeah.
So
contentment
no,
is uncomfortable. Yeah. And if you're comfortable, you're not creating.
No. So, yeah, I don't think you should ever be, you know, especially with when you want to achieve goals. If you get content, then you don't push forward to achieve anything else because you're content, right? So I think if you have massive goals, if you want to run a business, then there's always going to be a next level. There's always going to be, right, I've done this now.
Yeah.
What's the next level? I think as an entrepreneur, like, that is how you are programmed to be.
Yeah. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable and you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
I heard that so many years ago.
So many years ago.
I understand it.
And it's so different, isn't it? You really learn to embody it.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Like, when I first started out in business, all I wanted was not to be waiting tables. And I wanted to have the time and the money freedom to be able to pick up my laptop and whenever I wanted to fly to England to see my family. And that was it. That was my goal.
Yeah.
I actually achieved that goal 2 years ago. But when I got on the plane to come here, it was just a bit overwhelming and there was lots going on and I was trying to manage my relationship. I'd just done a launch. I was just like all sorts of crazy stuff was going on. And so I kind of like crawled onto the plane, like exhausted. And I sat on the plane, I was like, like, kind of like fucked off that I was like, that I myself have chosen to come and spend this lovely time with my family. But like, I really had to check myself. I was like, Emily, everything that you've asked for, you have achieved. Mm-hmm. The universe has provided you the space and the opportunities and you've had the balls to say yes. And you've created everything that you asked for.
Yeah.
And now you're here. You plateau very quickly. It becomes part of the norm.
Yeah, very, norm. Very quickly. It's your new normal. So it's like, okay, now
what's
the next thing?
Yeah.
And that's the journey of an entrepreneur, it really is. Like, you always want to be, it's exciting. Like, the scary thing, the scary things and the leveling up is also exciting, right?
Yeah.
Like fear, they say that fear and nervousness is the same feeling as excitement. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's the same thing happening to the body. So you just, I have to start, I mean, I coach people on it myself, but you know, when you get that feeling, turn it around and go, this is excitement. I'm excited for the next move. I'm excited for the next thing.
You know? One of the other things I think that's really helped me with that is how many people are telling me this is a bad idea, but like working out who those people are.
Yeah.
So I use a model called the Queendom model, and at the very top of your queendom, as in like not the hierarchy of importance of people, but like who you listen to and when.
Yeah.
And at the very top of your queendom, you've got these trusted advisors, and you should only ever take advice from a trusted advisor who has the results that you are looking for yourself.
Mm.
So when I've got an idea, when I'm about to do something, when I'm about to invest a huge amount of money, and I get pushback from people who do not have the results that I'm looking for, I take that as a really good sign.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if I've got the balls to do this and you don't, but you are in a job that you don't like, you're horrendously overweight, you're in a shit relationship, and you're saying, oh God, don't do that. That sounds scary. That
and
sounds dangerous.
Like, I'm
definitely doing it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a lot of people don't take that leap of faith because other people are advising them. Those people have got no right advising them.
No.
Who is on your team when it comes to trusted advisors? And most of mine, I'll be really honest, I pay.
Mm.
Most of my trusted advisors I pay because I know full well that I want to be earning 7 figures.
Yeah.
And my mates aren't.
No.
And that's okay. That doesn't make them
bad. You need people in your life that kind of are. So you know.
You've got to have people who you can look up to and you'd be like, okay, what are you doing? How are you thinking? What action steps are you taking? What risks are you taking? And what due diligence are you doing around those risks? And then you fucking mimic that behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people in your life will hold you back and not even mean to. I don't know if you've ever read the Crab in the Bucket story, you know, about how there's this guy fishing and he's got all these crabs in this bucket and one is trying to break free and get away and get out of the bucket, and it almost makes it to the top, and then all the other crabs are pulling it down because they, you know, people will try and hold you back, will try and keep you to where they know you, right? They have certain things they do with you, certain habits. Maybe someone's trying to lose weight and they've got a drinking buddy, and that drinking buddy doesn't want you to break free and go and change your life, and they. Sometimes people don't even mean to do it.
No, a lot of the time it's unconscious. Yeah, there are
some
assholes.
There's some assholes.
Yeah,
but there are some people don't even mean to do it. Like my family have my best. My brain's gone blank.
Interest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just say it's Friday afternoon.
It's Friday afternoon, and we're both very hot and sweaty.
I know it's probably not Friday afternoon necessarily when this is going out, but right now it's Friday afternoon. Yeah, so they have my best interests at heart, and they see me getting stressed and overwhelmed, so they try and tell me that I need to stop. But and you know, sometimes maybe I do need to have a break, but other times I'm like, no, I need, like, this is what life is like when you're an entrepreneur. There's times of stress and times of overwhelm and times where you just have to keep pushing because you've got a launch, you've got this, and you can't just give up and stop.
Yeah.
But they don't understand that.
You don't get to stop when it's hard.
No.
You don't.
You just have to keep pushing some days. I'm not saying that's always, and that you shouldn't take, like I said earlier, sometimes take a step back, but there's some times when you know you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to push on through. If you're in the middle of a launch, you can't just stop.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, can't be bothered to do this today.
No,
yeah.
Didn't work,
not
happening,
not
I'm tired.
Yeah, so true, isn't it? And it's so true, and I think a lot of the time, and I know in the past I have probably been that person before I found personal development when I was still a complete knob. I was definitely that person. I felt really threatened by other people in their success because it highlights to you where you're not successful. You know those kind of like memes on Facebook where people are like, oh, when your chips are down, you really get to see who your friends are.
Yeah.
And a mate of mine the other day was like, I actually don't think that's true. I think when you're in success, you get to see who your friends are.
Yeah.
Because real, true friends will not feel threatened by your success.
No.
So exactly. A single girlfriend who's desperate to find a partner and desperate to have children, and then you walk up to her and you're like, hey, I've met this guy. If she's a true friend, she'll be like, oh, yeah! Getting laid, and she'll be really happy that you have found what it is that she wants for herself, as opposed to sort of turning around and just being like, oh well, it's all right for you, like,
yeah,
it's all right
exactly.
for some.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, you've got to, as an entrepreneur, you've got to keep check of who your crew are,
yeah.
and you've got to be prepared to let the people go who are not going to champion you in your success and support you when times are hard.
For sure, because they're going to just make you feel more shit and like, and probably help you give up on your dreams.
Yeah. Encourage you to give up. Yeah, babe. Just yeah, it is hard. Yeah,
it's too much. You've just proved yourself. Don't want you. Don't want, you know. Yeah. You need someone that's going to go, get up.
Yeah.
Like, be a bit harsh with you. Like, yeah. You just shut up and get up and get on with it. Like, this is what you want. This is what you want. Well, this is your dreams. Like,
whenever you and I chat, it's normally because one of us wants to give up and the other one's like, don't you fucking dare.
Yeah. It's like sometimes I message you, because obviously we're on different time zones. So I'm like,
big old pants on. Come on, you can do it. It's all doable.
I guess we want people to know that listening to this that this is hard and this is not easy.
Yeah,
and that if you truly want, if you have this big dream and you have this goal of having your own business and making six figures, seven figures, whatever it is, that it isn't going to be easy. There isn't an easy route. You can't just throw money at it and get, you know, we said to get help. You can't just throw money at it and just be like, you know, oh, it didn't work. And you have to go on this journey. You have to work hard. You have to try things. There will be times that things fail. There will be times we have failed launches. I've had so many failed launches.
Oh god,
it's unreal.
Yeah,
like I've had so many failed launches, but I'm still going and I'm still creating and I'm still like, it's fine because one thing will work and one thing won't and it's fine. But you have to have the, you just have to look after yourself so you can keep going though.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Mental health is like the
mental and physical health.
Physical for sure, but mental is, I think a lot of the time it's not talked about enough. You have to take care of your mental, obviously physically people always think, you know, okay, if I work out and I eat right, but that's all part of it. But also, you know, meditating and taking a step back and just really looking after and feeding your brain with the right things. Not watching the blimmin news and like waking up and the first thing you reach for is your phone and start looking through social media and you know, you have to have some self-care routine.
Routine. You've got to have a fucking ritual in place. My morning ritual is really strict, and one of the things that I've noticed even in the 4 or 5 days I've been in the country, in the UK, I don't sleep with my phone in my bedroom back in Melbourne. I have a strict no phone in the bed policy. I've been here, 4 or 5 days. And so I've just been sleeping with my phone in my bedroom. And obviously my partner and I are now on different sides of the planet for a month. Yeah. And so, you know, my phone's been next to my bed. And even this morning I woke up and the first thing I did was start scrolling through social media. And so the first thing I did was start comparing myself to other people. And even if you don't have that conscious narrative in your head, unconsciously that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That person's thinner than me, that person's better than me, that person's making more money than me. We make so many assumptions, we fill in so many blanks, our brain starts telling us these stories. And so this morning I was scrolling and I was like, oh, something doesn't feel good.
Straight away it's a stress.
So it's 4 days of just doing that, and immediately I can feel myself hating on myself. And it is, it has a
massive impact. You know, social media is great. You can build a business on it. It's fantastic. Mm. But also there are things you have to protect yourself from it as well.
Yeah.
And you have to have a like you said, a routine, a ritual in place, like, especially if you're working for yourself at home. You know, you have to get up. I would say I would, you know, still get up early.
Like, yeah, same.
I get up earlier than I did
when I was working.
No, exactly.
I'm up and at my laptop by 7:30 every morning. I'm up at 6:30 and I do an hour of meditation and do some Kundalini breathing and some stretching. And I normally try and exercise before midday, because I find if I haven't exercised before midday, I probably won't. I have the excuse that, like, the afternoon,
the day just runs away with you.
Totally.
So,
it's really important.
It's so important for energy as well, and for having a routine, because it's very easy to not have a routine when you work from home. And this is what I've started doing, really working with people now that are in business, like, that run their own businesses and work from home, because I know how little they move, how the motivation just, you know, gets further away from them. You know, they sit there all day, they're barely moving. If you're in your house working on your laptop, you might do less than 500 steps a day.
I'm getting a dog when I get back to Melbourne.
Are you?
Yes,
you're getting a dog.
I know, we haven't talked about this yet.
I'm not an animal person at all.
No one knows how it's gonna go. I'm not an animal person.
I'm
gonna get a little cavoodle.
What is a cavoodle?
Oh my god, it looks like a teddy bear.
Is it a Cavapoo?
I don't know what that is. That sounds...
You call it a Cavoodle. Is it a Cavalier crossed with a poodle?
Yes.
Well, I think we call them cavapoos here.
Oh,
so
do you
call them cavoodles?
Anyway, I'm going to call mine. I'm going to call mine Theodore, and I'm going to dress it the fuck up in like little adult, in like little brown clothes.
Now.
Yeah, but part of that is number one, like company for when I am working from home, but also to get me out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty good. I love running for my mental health. But like, if it's raining or if it's cold or if I've got my period coming, sometimes I won't leave the house and I just like walk from my bed to my laptop and back in.
And you need to. For mental health as well as physical.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, yeah, I think a dog is a good idea.
Yeah. Can I just go into what you just mentioned about the loneliness as well? Because I think that's a massive part of being on an entrepreneurial journey, because these days, you know, there's a lot of solopreneurs, as they call it, where you're like literally working on your own from home and building a business, and you can do it really easily these days. It's great. That's why there's so many of us around now, because it is a lot easier to be able to build your own business from scratch, from home, on a small budget. But that means there is, you know, can be a lot less kind of contact with other humans, and it does become really lonely. And on those days when it's a struggle and it's hard and you're not motivated, and it is tough.
Yeah,
and I think that's a massive part of being an entrepreneur, and you have to know that it's normal, and to just seek out other entrepreneurs by going on Facebook and finding groups, or
having a mentor who has a group.
Yeah, exactly. So like, it's so important to be, because also you then see, because you know those days you go, oh my god, I'm failing, I'm so rubbish, I'm not meant to be doing this is it, I'm just not made for business, I'm just rubbish. And then you go online into one of those groups and you see someone else having a meltdown. You go, oh, okay, it's everyone. It's normal.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you that kind of, okay, I can keep going, because it is actually normal. It's not just me.
Even though I'm not logically going crazy, you know that.
But when you're on your own and you're trying to do this, you do become a little bit illogical sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's just having that, again, surrounding yourself with people that are going through the same thing, that understand.
Finding really good people is such an important part of the journey.
Some days when I do decide to scroll social media, which isn't that often these days, but if I'm ever having a day where I scroll social media, and I obviously have a lot of, because of all the groups that I'm in and all the people that I follow, it's coaches, business coaches, I just have a news feed full of coaches and ads, sponsored ads, all saying similar things, but not
though.
Like, they all have their different thing that they're trying to sell you. So it's like, oh, you should do click funnels or, oh, you know, all these different business things. And, oh, this didn't work, that doesn't work. But you've just read someone else saying how they built a mailing list, and you should, you know, and then someone else says, mailing list a day. You know, like, you can get so confused by all these people out there trying to sell different things to you. And they've obviously had success in one area, because that's what they decided to focus on. So what I just want to say to people is, sometimes you do know best. Like, I had to learn the hard way. Like, I was trying to do all these different things, and I didn't like some of the things I was doing. I was like, I don't like this. I don't want to do this. But I've been told that this is the way to go.
The year of the click funnels.
Yeah, like the year of the click funnels. I'm trying to work out click funnels, and I wasn't ready for it. Maybe one day in the future. But for me, I'm like, no. I need to get someone else to do that stuff for me.
Yeah, because someone is making a lot of money knowing about click funnels. Yeah. That person isn't me.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's some people making loads of money using ClickFunnels. There's some people making loads of money and building a business using a mailing system.
Facebook or Instagram, you have
to go with what feels right for you. So you can take advice from people, and you should, because sometimes you don't know anything. But what I've come to learn is to trust myself now with some of the decisions. I always think, oh, they're doing better than me, so they know. But sometimes if it's not right for me, then I'm pushing it and I'm forcing it, and it's not going to work anyway, because I don't want to do it. So I've had that happen a few times with different people I've worked with, and then I've just had to go, this isn't me.
Yeah.
This is not the way I want to run my business. This is not the way I want to sell. This is not the way I want to. I'm not enjoying it. And if I'm not enjoying it, the person that I'm talking to knows I'm not enjoying it. They can feel it. So you have to, if you're going to be consistent, if you're going to enjoy what you're doing, you have to also know that sometimes you do know better.
Yeah, like, you do.
I'm not saying you can't find, you need information. Sometimes
and that,
you need to,
and knowing better doesn't necessarily mean doing the easier thing or the more comfortable thing.
No.
It's just trusting your own intuition. Yeah. And I think enjoying, let's just clarify what that means. Enjoying business, again, doesn't mean it's comfortable.
No.
Enjoying business means that you found that sweet spot where you are shitting yourself, but you are willing to rock up anyway. You're willing to wake up in the morning, and you're willing to go to the gym to train your clients, go to the full-time job, and then go back to the gym in the evening to train more clients, even though it's hard and even though it's uncomfortable and even though you're not certain that it's going to work out the way you need it to work out, the way you want it to work out, but you're willing to do it. That's the sweet spot.
Yeah. You just have to learn to know whether it's you running away from something because it's hard, or you just that is not the way you want to do running your business. You still need to be pushing yourself. You still need to be doing something. But if you don't want to do it that way, then what way do you want to do? And you learn to know whether it's just actually, I'm just running away from something because it feels uncomfortable, or actually, ugh, yuck, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm
tired. I'm exhausted. Yeah. I'm on the verge of tears.
Yeah. And I think you just need to learn to know the difference, because it can be overwhelming and it can feel tough, obviously, at times, especially when you're first starting out. To be honest, no, it never gets any easier.
Yeah. I'm still starting out, mate.
Yeah. No, it doesn't get any easier. But obviously, you have more knowledge.
You have more experience. And I also think you start building faith. And I think faith is a key component to pushing through the uncomfortableness and the failure. It's having faith. And to begin with, you don't really have faith. You just have hope. You hope it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
But eventually you're like, you have these reference points where you're like, okay, do you remember like 18 months ago when that thing didn't work and I still survived and I was still okay and no one died because I flopped a launch? It was okay. And so you become, like I said, more comfortable with being uncomfortable. You get more comfortable with backing yourself. You start taking sort of bigger risks. You start putting your money where your mouth is. You start outsourcing more. You realize that you will always be looked after by the universe, that money is abundant and it's easy to make. It's just that it's, you know, especially in those initial years of business, unless you've got a phenomenal mindset around money to begin with, which I don't think many people do in the early days of business, you're still working out how much you can trust yourself. That's a really scary place to be for anyone. You know, and I also don't think entrepreneurial life is for everybody.
No, it's not.
I really don't. And I get really upset when I hear people like, anyone can do this. I'm like, that's not true. We need to be careful about not shaming people who want to go and work in a 9-to-5 job and have the same salary week in, week out. I think that is applaudable. Know who you are. As long as you're happy. Yeah.
That's the key, like, to life, really, isn't it? Yeah.
We've just solved life. I'm reading this amazing book at the moment. You love it, actually. It's by Michael Singer. It's called The Untethered Soul. And have you heard about it?
I think I might have it on the shelf somewhere.
If you
haven't read it yet, I think it's on the shelf.
Do yourself a favour. Start with chapter 17, which is about death.
Right.
And then go back to the beginning and read it all the way through. Okay. One of the chapters is you just have to make the decision to be happy in life. Like, and everything comes back to, am I happy? Mm. Like, make that decision. You can get really stressed about the fact that that car pulled out in front of you, or you can make the decision to be happy. You can get really upset that Jane spoke to you that certain way, or you can make the decision to be happy. And that's not having boundaries. It's not letting life steamroll over you. It's not pursuing, it's not staying in the safety of things staying the same instead of pursuing your dreams. But it is like asking yourself that question on a daily basis. What's going to make me happy?
I often have this conversation, you know, about, because people let things wind them up, like, you know, road rage. It's like, what is the point? If someone was a dick, just move on. It doesn't matter. They were a dick, as long as it hasn't hurt you.
And here's an idea. They probably didn't intentionally leave their house going, I'm going to find Cindy Bond on the A12 today and intentionally cut her up to make her day rubbish.
Exactly.
They probably distracted, got their own shit going on and gone, I just pulled out in front of that car. Shit. Now that car's beeping at me.
They might be a dick.
Or they might be a dick. Yeah. Still, not your problem. Either way, not your problem.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. a daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychadbourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.
Good morning, you're awesome! One of the things that I think is imperative in business is that you have to learn when to let go and what to let go. Yeah. It's just like, oh, okay, that didn't work, I'm going to let that go. Yeah. It's the behaviour that didn't work, it's not me that doesn't work. And that's a massive distinction. I did this thing, the thing didn't work, not I am personally a failure in that. That's a massive distinction that I've had to learn, because for the first couple of years in business, every time I didn't do something the way I wanted it to be done, or, you know, every time I fucked up, basically, my internal dialogue was like, you are a failure.
You get that, to be honest, sometimes.
No, I've got really good at being like, the thing that I did didn't work.
Yeah.
I am not a failure.
Okay, as long I need as to I take some lessons from you.
Yeah, man.
Join my course next to everyone else. Alright, shall we get you on board?
Always a plug. Do you know we've been talking for 50 minutes?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's quick, doesn't it?
I suppose we better wrap this up.
Wrap that bad boy up. I'm going to put all of your links to everything.
Because I do have stuff that you can come and join.
You do. You have a membership
I have my membership. So that's Cindy's Triple F Club, and it's all things like nutrition, health, stress solutions, like anyone that's, you don't have to be in business, but to be honest, I'm gearing a lot of my stuff up to people that are in business, working on themselves, there's stress solutions in their mindset stuff, as well as the normal kind of weight loss and nutrition and weekly coaching. So that's something that's out there at the moment that people can find you if they want to improve their health, if they want to lose weight, if they want to take big steps in their business and be in a body that is strong and energized.
You have to, don't you?
You do.
It's you so really important. Do.
You've got to constantly work on yourself, because that's what is going to make the difference. Yeah. If you do not have your health, you have nothing. You cannot work. You cannot, you know, if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
And finding the time.
Yeah.
That's the other thing as
well. My stuff's all about being quick and being able to just simple things. Yeah. Like keeping it simple. We overcomplicate things, and I see it all the time with weight loss clients. Yeah. Overcomplicating it. There's so much information out there. The same in business as we were talking earlier. I scroll through blooming Facebook and see all these different things. Like, that didn't work. Oh, that's dead. That doesn't work anymore. Mm. It's the same with weight loss. There's so many different things out there.
Keto, 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 keto.
It's confusing. Just keep it simple. Basics. Like, that's what we need to focus on.
Eat less than you burn, you'll lose weight. Yeah. Make sure you move
your body
every day.
Fuel your body with nutrients. Like eating crap and processed food. And make sure you move every day. That's the basics.
And educate yourself on what you're putting into your body.
Get that. If it comes in a plastic. Guidance
with
that, but you know,
that's what you're there for.
That's what I'm there for.
Yay! So follow Cindy, because she's a legend, she's fun, she's real.
I am definitely real. Because we all have struggles in life, and you know what? There's a lot of people out there hiding it on social media, and I hate that. So I always try and just put my honest, not just my best bits, but my honest.
Your jiggly bits.
The jiggly bits. Awesome still. Not just my best bits, but my jiggly bits too. But just that life is not always a bed of roses. Is that a thing?
Definitely.
It's a bed of roses.
Yeah, they're probably growing in the woods.
I can't see for the trees.
Oh god. You are jiggly and I adore you for it. Thanks, Inns.
Thanks for having me. Bye.